Bardo gave his inaugural address to a crowd of faculty, staff, students, state officials, and community members, including former WSU President Don Beggs and Governor Sam Brownback. He said it is more clear to him than ever that the fortunes of Wichita State and those of the greater Wichita area are linked.
We're not just a university in a city. We don't talk about town-gown relationships. We are a university of the city. Wichita State is inextricably intertwined with the people of this great metropolitan area and the people of Kansas. Now, being of the city has always made a great difference. Throughout history, cities have been the centers of learning, of art, of music. And it's no accident that the great ancient philosophers were of the city.
Bardo said the city's main industry, aircraft and aerospace, is increasingly subject to global competition, and the university is in a position to help diversify the economic base and support new ventures.
50% of all jobs in Kansas, 50%, are immediately related to intellectual property or derived from jobs that relate to intellectual property. And intellectual property is what we get when we take technology and we take ideas and we bring them out to the marketplace.
Bardo announced a $50,000 fund to provide small grants for student applicants to support undergraduate research and a program that will look at new ways of teaching to control costs and improve learning outcomes. He also plans to build the first student residence hall since the 1960s. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.